Let's open our Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. Beginning in verse 8. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Wow. I recently read a sermon that had been preached over 100 years ago by a famous old preacher by the name of A.C. Dixon. Really touched my heart, and I like the points that he had on that. He spoke on the 7 colors of the rainbow and how they represent 7 promises that God has made to us concerning our sins. And it was really good. I want to just briefly share them with you before we get into the message. First of all, he says our sins are forgiven. Scripture, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Number 2, our sins are cleansed. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Number 3, our sins are buried. Micah 7:19. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Number 4, our sins are removed. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Number 5, our sins are blotted out. Isaiah 44:22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Blot it out. Number 6, our sins are not mentioned. Ezekiel 18, verse 22. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. And number 7, our sins are forgotten. Jeremiah 31, verse 34. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. It's good, isn't it? I'll tell you, you don't have to go to the end of the rainbow to find the pot of gold when you've got promises like that that God has made. I was thinking about that rainbow. It's too bad today that the homosexual movement in America has adopted the rainbow as their icon. And their abominable practices have brought so much reproach on this beautiful symbol of God's love and mercy and grace. But I wondered, have any of you ever seen the whole rainbow? Usually you just see half, don't you? I remember several years ago, I was flying to Dallas, and my wife took me down here to Lindbergh Field, and it was a sort of a typical California day. You know, it's not always sunshiny here, but it was cloudy and overcast and a mist in the air, and, you know, one of those kind of days. We have some of them every once in a while. And anyway, I got on that plane, and that plane took off, and we went up through those clouds. I had a window seat, and we went up through those clouds, and finally we broke out of them. And up here on top of those clouds, man, the sky was clear, the sun was shining, and you could look down on top of those clouds, and they were just as white as they could be. And we're sailing along there, and the plane made a turn, and when it did, the sun cast the shadow of the plane down here on the cloud. It looked about this long. We were up pretty high, that big plane. And surrounding that shadow of the plane was a complete rainbow with all of its colors. You've seen that too. Isn't that beautiful? That's one of the most thrilling sights that you can see. Really wonderful to see all of that rainbow. Brings a lump to your throat and a tear to your eye. Here in Genesis chapter 9, God tells us that rainbow is a token. That's a pledge or a promise or a sign of the covenant that he established, as he says, with every living creature, not just mankind, but every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth for perpetual generations. That means from now on, that never again would there be a flood to destroy the earth. That's God's solemn promise that he's made. And he wants us to see that rainbow, and every time that we see it, he wants us to remember that that is a token of God's promise to us. But I want to sort of change direction a little bit this morning and speak to you of the cloud. Because you need a cloud in order to see the rainbow. God said, I do set my bow in the cloud. Now, I've never seen a rainbow on a sunny day in a clear sky. It takes a rainy day, a cloudy day to see the rainbows. We sing a song about the unclouded day. When you get an unclouded day, you don't have a rainbow, do you? Well, that unclouded day the song talks about isn't here yet anyway. I remember years ago when they had good comics. Remember Mutt and Jeff? Maggie and Jiggs? They had another one called Little Abner. Remember him? I always liked that. Little Abner. I could identify with Dog Patch. And the Yoakums. And there was Daisy May. Boy, she was a pretty girl, wasn't she? A pretty blonde girl like the Little Abner. Anyway, I think it was in that cartoon that they had some guy, and I've forgotten his name. But he was a little guy, and he went around, and he had a cloud hanging over his head all the time. Remember that? And it'd be raining. Some of you may have had days like that. That cloud just hangs over your head, seems like. Well, anyway, we associate clouds, when we read our Bible, with both God and trouble. Let's look at God first. I remember another time when I was flying on an airplane. This time I was coming back from Dallas to San Diego, and we left there in the late evening, and it was raining. I was surprised that the plane could even take off. But we took off in the rain, and it rained on us, and we never got above the clouds of that one, all the way from Dallas to El Paso. And boy, that's a long way. A long way. But anyway, our plane was being tossed about in all of that turbulence up there. And they made us keep our seat belts fastened all the time, stay in our seats. And the lightning was flashing outside, just like somebody's taking your picture. And I was sitting next to a lady from out here at La Jolla. And bless her heart, she was nearly scared to death. You look out the window, the lightning and flash, and you can see the wings look like they were flapping. It was turbulent. And she was scared, and every time that lightning flashed there, she would jump with fear. And so I spoke to her in a rather calm voice, and I said, "God is sure walking around out there tonight, isn't he?" And she looked at me like I was crazy. And then I quoted her that verse of scripture from Nahum chapter 1 and verse 3, which says the clouds are the dust of his feet. And I said, "God's walking around out there." Well, that got her mind off the storm and calmed her a little bit. And I got to talk to her about Jesus and tell her about the Lord. In Exodus chapter 13, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, the Bible says that the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. Think of that. Here you got this multitude of freed slaves from out of Egypt. By the way, Egypt's in the news now, isn't it? You keep an eye on what's happening over there. We're getting closer and closer to the time when Jesus is coming. This is another step in that direction. Now, the children of Israel had been redeemed out of Egypt, and Moses was leading them out. And Exodus 16 says that the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. God is with them, but he has clothed himself in a cloud. In Exodus 19, when he had Moses up there on Mount Sinai, where there was lightnings and thunders and darkness and a thick cloud, the Bible says, God said to Moses, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud." And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. God was in the cloud. He had clothed himself with this cloud. Get over into Exodus chapter 40. When the tabernacle was built, the Bible says a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. What a sight that must have been. And we studied it here Wednesday night a couple of weeks ago about 1 Kings chapter 8. When Solomon built the temple yonder in Jerusalem, when it was dedicated, the Bible says, the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Wow. The cloud representing God's covering. Job says, thick clouds are a covering to him, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. I've often wondered how a cloud up here in the sky could hold so much water when it rains. You know, you've seen it rain, a big old thunderhead up here, and it begins to just pour out. The water comes out of it, and you wonder how in the world so much water could stay up there in that cloud. And also, back in Texas, I've seen hailstorms. And you wonder, I'm talking about tons and tons of ice balls. God holds them up there in his thick cloud until he gets ready for them to fall. And when they come down, you'd better be in a secure place. I'll tell you, they'll get you. The psalmist said, he makes the clouds his chariot. Think about that next time when you see these clouds come rolling in. There's the chariot of God. He maketh the clouds his chariot and walketh upon the wings of the wind. And that reminds us of Acts chapter 1, when Jesus took his disciples out to Mount Olivet and he went up. While he yet spoke these words, a cloud received him out of their sight. You see, it was a chariot of a cloud that furnished the transportation for Jesus that took him back to heaven, to the Father's throne. And Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." One of these days, you're going to look up there, and sure enough, there's that cloud. That's his chariot, and he's coming in the clouds. Isaiah said, "Behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind." He sent one of them down and took Elijah to heaven, didn't he? Went up to heaven in a whirlwind, sent his chariot. Jeremiah says, "Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles." When Ezekiel saw the Lord, He said the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And on and on and on it goes. 162 times in the Bible it talks about God and His cloud and His chariots. God veiled Himself in the presence of a cloud, veiling Himself from the eyes of mankind, because no man could see God and live. Then there are clouds that come into our lives. But remember, it takes a cloud to see the rainbow. And when the clouds come, look for the rainbow of promise. We think about the cloud of temptation. I think of what Paul said. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Now, crucifixion is a hard way to die. The flesh doesn't like it. I am crucified with Christ. So then the temptations come. And sometimes temptations come that are pretty hard to bear. But there's the rainbow. The rainbow is, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. That's a rainbow. And we have the promise, as God, as Paul states, he says, God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. So there it is. You've got the cloud, and you've got the rainbow in the cloud. And Peter adds this. He said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And Jesus was tempted in all ways, like as we are, yet without sin. So when the cloud of temptation comes, we look for the rainbow of promise. For blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Sometimes sorrow forms a dark cloud in our lives. Adversity may come and take away our wealth. Sickness and disease may come and take away our health. Death may come and take away our loved ones. Our friends may forsake us. But this can be another cloud with rainbows. We look for the rainbow in the cloud. God says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. There's the rainbow. Remember Paul? He had a thorn in the flesh, and he prayed three times to God to remove it, and God didn't. He didn't remove it. But God said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. See? God gave him grace to bear it. The psalmist said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. When that burden gets heavy, just say, Lord, I need some help. I need some help. That's what sustain is. God doesn't promise you really that He's going to remove the burden, but He said, I'll give you the strength to bear it. He'll sustain us. He'll not let the weight of that burden crush us. Paul calls it our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This too shall pass. It's only temporary. And when we go through it, God will sustain us and see us through. Now, if we could put all of the clouds into one big, dark, thick cloud, as black as the night, there's still a rainbow of promise for that one. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to those who are in Christ Jesus, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Think of that. All things work together for good. That's a beautiful rainbow, isn't it? Who of us lives a cloudless life? Without the cloud, there's no rainbow. And another thing, if you would enjoy the rainbow, most people think of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Forget about that. Amen. If you would enjoy the rainbow, you want to keep on the sunny side of the cloud. You can't see it from the back side. You can only see it when you're out here standing in the sun. Walk in the light as He is in the light. We walk in the light of God's truth. We keep close to Him who is the light of life. And there will never, never come a cloud into our life but what God puts a rainbow of promise in it. God's word is true and it's certain. Let's stand together, please, with our heads bowed in prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather here today in Your name to worship You. And I know that out of this congregation of people, there are some who have clouds in their life. All of us do. They may be a little bitty cloud the size of a man's hand, like Isaiah saw. Or Ezekiel. Get his name right directly. Lord, You know who he is. A little cloud. Or it may be a big one. And sometimes that old cloud may blot out the sunlight. But we look for the rainbow that's in the cloud. And You've given us promise after promise after promise. And we thank You that by faith we can claim these promises. And they're just as sure as the one that You gave to Noah, the first one that ever appeared on this earth. A token and a pledge of Your promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Father, if there's one today that's living under a cloud of unbelief and uncertainty, their hearts are not right with God, they realize that they've sinned against You and they need to be made whole, Father, today show them the right cloud of Your promise. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Thank You, Father, for the great salvation that You give to us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord. So speak to our hearts today. Draw us nigh unto Yourself. And keep showing us the rainbows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
497.
thank you for coming today. Remember, this message, always look for the rainbow. Okay? Always look for the rainbow there. When the clouds come, God's rainbow promise is there.